Hello. My name is Edward, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from finding my worth in women, people-pleasing, and fear of man. My parents divorced when I was a year old, and I grew up with my dad. When I was five, my dad left my brothers and I at a children's home, which made me feel very unwanted and completely alone. I was separated from my brothers and was placed in a dorm with many other boys. I remember being by myself most of the time. At some point, one of the lady volunteers became my friend. She would talk to me and make me feel special. She showed interest in me, which made me feel really good about myself. This is my first memory of being shown kindness from a woman. I defined it as love, and that's what love was to me. Eventually, my dad came and took us from the children's home. In first grade, I remember hiding from my classmates behind the classroom door. They would make fun of me because my first name is Leslie, which they saw as a girl's name. I remember feeling totally exposed and embarrassed. All I wanted to do was hide. These two events in my early childhood started the road that I've traveled, a road of isolation to guard myself against being hurt. Others only saw the version of me that I wanted them to see. I controlled the access people had by keeping them at a distance. I grew up telling half-truths or just making stuff up so no one could know the real me. This foolishness slowly transformed into a fear of man and people-pleasing. Finding my worth in women really started to take control of my life when I was in high school. I seemed to crave, even to the point of being obsessed with getting affection of females. It all tied back to when I was five, only this time with sex being involved. My desires were in overdrive, and I ran with it. My foolishness was unchecked, and I isolated without any accountability. I would spend all of my time and energy with one girl, but when she would get tired of my smothering, she would leave, and I would medicate, with drugs and alcohol to numb my pain of losing her. Then it would start all over again with another girl, again and again. When I started becoming sick of this pattern, I started to go to church, but mostly driven by my desire to find a girl. I did, and we started living together. But I took her to church on Sundays. We partied on Friday and Saturday, but Sunday was for church. Somehow this all made total sense at the time. Fast forward 4 years. We split up, and I started to see a Christian counselor, which was helpful. I began to see what codependency looked like for the first time. I saw how desperate I was to find someone to meet all of my needs and give me some value. But I was not fully open and honest with the therapist about the details of my life. Again, putting on the version of what I wanted others to see. He pointed me to Christ, but I wasn't ready to fully submit my life to God. How could I trust God fully when my life was marked with so much pain? So I went back to drinking, using drugs, and inappropriate relationships to cope with life. I was still attending church on Sundays, but hiding my reckless lifestyle from those around me. But God had other plans. I started attending a single Sunday school class and ended up in the same class with my ex-girlfriend, the one I lived with for 4 years. We decided that moving forward, we'd be friends. She was attending a Christ-centered recovery group and invited me to go. I went and immediately saw my need for Christ. I began to attend regularly and even got into a closed group. But when the inventory process came around, I bailed. No way was I going to share my secrets with someone. I left and found my fix with yet another girl. I thought that if she was a Christian and we didn't have sex before marriage, I would be set according to what I thought the church would approve of. Even though we weren't being intimate physically, I was emotionally obsessed with her. I abandoned my other friendships and started to isolate myself again. This all made perfect sense to me. But as it says in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. The relationship ended, and I was completely crushed because I was finding all of my worth in her. I heard about regeneration from an old friend and started coming every Monday, going to open group, listening to everyone's struggles. Sorry, guys. Let's see. The relationship ended, and I was completely crushed because I was finding all my worth in her. I heard about regeneration from an old friend and started coming every Monday, going to open group, listening to everyone's struggles. Slowly, God was showing me that I needed to lean into Jesus. but I met yet another woman. We started dating, and I headed down that slippery slope I was all too familiar with. I didn't have community around me, and left with myself, I convinced myself that I didn't need God. I stopped coming to church and quit Regen for the second time. After a year and a half, she left. Again, I was all alone. I reached out to an old friend to talk through my situation, and I shared that I was actually mad at God for how my life was turning out, and I blamed him for the decisions I've made. My friend shared Proverbs 19:3, "The foolishness of man ruins his way, and his heart rages against the Lord." Once again, my friend pointed me to Regen. I reluctantly agreed to come. Every Monday, I made excuses in my mind to do something else. However, every Monday night, I would somehow make it here. I was put into a closed group after several weeks in open group. The first night of closed group, one of the leaders led out and asked forgiveness from the group for giving in to one of his struggles. I thought to myself, wow, this guy doesn't know any of us, and he had the courage to share like that. I had never experienced that kind of openness before. I was very comfortable with isolation, and this one act rocked that mindset to its core. Following my leader's example, I was willing to try to be fully open with these men. My leaders would ask pointed questions when I would try to hide. I committed to not date and joined a community group of men. Over time and through working the steps, I learned to rely on and be honest with the guys in my region and community groups. This is key. This is a key part to my recovery. I cannot go through recovery alone. Through the inventory process, I realized my foolishness about being angry at God for the choices that I made. All the decisions I made in the past were about me and hiding my sin. I saw patterns of isolating, hiding the truth about myself, seeking approval from women, and medicating to numb my feelings. Realizing where the problems began was great, but that's just a reminder of my sin, which led to guilt and shame. Unless I admit it to others, that's all it would be, just a reminder. For me, admitting to another human being was the hardest part of recovery. It all boiled down to one thing. Do I trust God with me or not? If I cannot, then all is lost for me, and I would be stuck in the pattern of believing lies. After making that fearless moral inventory, I had to choose. It was a hard choice. It kept me up at night, and nothing keeps me from sleeping. After several nights of much tossing and turning, I finally made the choice to trust God and not me. Even though I had prayed as a child to accept Christ as my Savior, but more so as a protection for not going to hell, and even as a young adult, understanding that Christ paid the penalty for my sin on the cross, and that all I had to do was accept the free gift of eternal life and trust him with my life, I still didn't understand that his grace and mercy had covered all my sin, past, present, and future. There was nothing that I could share that would keep him from loving me and accepting me just as I am. I was very nervous about sharing my inventory. I feared that if I shared my past with the men that I had grown to respect, that they would judge me for the bad choices that I had made. The pressure was on. As I started to share, I gave in completely, and I shared all of it. When I finished, they shared with me Romans 8:1. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." I was amazed. God is faithful, just as it is written in 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." I just didn't get it until that moment. Jesus saved me from all my sin and brokenness. All I needed to do was accept it. He showed me that I can be fully known without being condemned. I began to see that I didn't have to hide in my struggles. I am accepted just as I am. I have been set free from sin and no longer have to be a slave to it. The sin of my life has been brought into the light. Since opening up to my group and bringing my sin into the light, I have begun to find my worth and value in Christ. Before recovery, I knew about Christ. Now I know him, I see his character, and I walk with him. In the inventory process, I learned that I was not taking responsibility for my choices, and I was finding my significance in other people rather than God, especially women, who cannot fill the place of God in my life. Only God can fill the void can fill that void and love me perfectly. When a girlfriend didn't love me perfectly, which is an impossible and unrealistic expectation for any relationship, I would blame them or others. Christ is faithful and will never leave me nor forsake me. He is the only one capable of loving me perfectly. Now I know that we should not look for another person to love us perfectly, but that we should seek to be with someone who pursues Christ and holds Christ at the center of their lives like I do in mine. Now that I find my worth and value in Christ, the view I hold of women is put in proper perspective according to what Scripture says. Not only has the way I viewed relationships with other women changed, but I am also surrounded by godly men in community who fully know me and they press in when I try to be vague. I use statements like, you know what I mean? When I need to be more specific and honest. The men in my life hold me accountable when conflict arises, and believe me, I bring a lot of it. I get to walk through it biblically with an awesome band of brothers. I still mess things up, but I am free to rely on Christ's strength to admit it when I do. It's not easy admitting when I fall, but I know that I am the Son of the God Most High and co-heir with Christ, since that's what his word says about me. Now, when I try to be vague or hide in isolation, the men in my life ask me the hard questions to determine what's really going on in my heart. They love me enough, even with all my faults, to not let me hide from myself or them. One of the ways I began to keep from isolating was to practice the 12-step, specifically as a greeter at Regen. I remember the feeling during my first few times here of just wanting to be acknowledged, that I wasn't forgotten about, and people were thankful I was here. So I started by volunteering to greet people who were here at Regen for the first time. I was encouraged by seeing their faces light up when someone noticed them. I am now serving as a small group leader and have the opportunity to co-lead a group of men going through recovery, walking the road with them as we struggle together. Now I'm able to ask other men the hard questions. I'm an expert at hiding, which makes it easier to recognize the same pattern in others. Now that I know the freedom that I've experienced by not hiding anymore, I want to encourage others to stop hiding too. I'm so proud of the guys as they step up, follow God, and find freedom. I am grateful that I worked the steps of recovery because I was stuck. I knew that I found my worth in women, but I didn't know how to stop it. I got to see that I struggle with the fear of man through isolation. I realized that recovery in Christ is the only way to be free from all these things. True recovery in Christ is a day-by-day struggle to turn things over to Him. When I am tempted to medicate or get trapped in loneliness, I start reading God's word. Reading through Psalms especially has helped me to find peace. Now I'm doing a daily reading plan through the New Testament so that I'm in God's word every day. When I come across something I don't understand, I seek other men who are further along in the journey than I am to help me understand Scripture. I have found that memorizing Scripture has been crucial to combat my temptation. If you are here for the first time, welcome. I want to encourage you to stick it out. Lean into the inventory, be willing to share honestly the first time, and you'll save yourself some wasted time. If this is your second or third pass at it, welcome back. It's still the right place to be. Trust me, I've been there. The only one who can heal your brokenness is Christ. Thank you guys for letting me share, and all glory to God.